The writer, Sherman Alexie, who is a member of the Native American Nation of the Coeur d'Alene in the Northwest, has written a lot of books, a lot on short stories, and they're usually dealing with fictional characters that come out of the Coeur d'Alene. And one of his more popular characters is Thomas Bildefeyer. Now, there was a movie put out a few years ago called Smoke Signals that was based on a book that Sherman Alexie wrote of short stories called, and it's one of my favorite titles ever, The Lone Ranger and Tonto Fist Fight in Heaven. And throughout this book, you have all these various stories that are, you know, that can be read separately on their own, but somehow come together and make a larger novel. And as I said, Thomas Builds a Fire is a person who keeps weaving through these stories. And Thomas is a storyteller. And he is almost mystical in his ways of telling stories, to the point where people see and understand and believe in what he's doing. And in one of his short stories, Thomas is in court because he has basically, through his stories, got some unpopular beliefs going on. And while he's in the courtroom, he creates a commotion by one of his words, and you have this wonderful scene where you hear the courtroom burst into motion and emotion. The judge hammered his gavel against the bench, and the bailiff had to restrain Eve Ford, who had made a sudden leap of faith. Now, we always talk about a leap of faith as a metaphorical leap, but this beautiful story, this idea of this woman making this actual physical leap of faith. Her faith is something active. And of course, there are people who are trying to restrain her. And she does not allow herself to be restrained. Now, we are celebrating the feast of Christ the King. Today is the last Sunday of our liturgical year. Next week, Sunday, we have the first Sunday of Advent and we begin a whole new year. So today, we come to the end. Well, actually, we'll come to the end Wednesday when we celebrate the feast of our patron saint, St. Andrews, over at our noon Eucharist. But we are coming near an end. And as often comes at the time of end, a year before we start a new one, is a time in which we should be doing a little bit of reflecting on what we hope, of course, to accomplish in the year ahead, but also a time to look back on what we have accomplished both as a congregation and as individuals who are part of the kingdom of God. Now, in our gospel today, we have Jesus talking to the crowd about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is nothing like the kingdom of man. The kingdom of man is a very kind of self-absorbed, selfish place. In the kingdom of man is this idea that power comes from strength and wealth. We consider somebody a powerful leader if they're holding on to either a lot of land, a lot of soldiers, a lot of wealth. The idea of the power of the kingdom of man is one that is usually based on violence, oppression, someone taking more than their share. But Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God today, the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom where we will be judged on how we treat our fellow sisters, brothers, siblings in Christ. We have Jesus telling the story, the king talking to one group of people about how they did all these wonderful things for him. Everything from feeding him to giving him something to drink, visiting him when he's sick and in prison, making sure he was clothed and taken care of. And these people are like, well, what do you mean? We've never done that. We've never seen you hungry or lonely or naked. But Jesus makes it clear that in God's kingdom, anytime we take care of any of our brothers and sisters, our siblings, anytime we have reached out to another person, we have been doing this for God. So helping the hungry person on the street and giving that person something to eat, you have given Jesus something to eat. But in turn, for those people who you do not give kindness to, those people whom you have ignored, those people you have shunned, when you shun your neighbor, you have shunned Jesus. So this is a kingdom whose power is built on love. It is a kingdom where compassion is the rule, in which each and every one of us is called to take care of the ones who are in need in our life. Sometimes that is a physical need, sometimes that's an emotional need. But the kingdom of heaven is about us reaching out, making sure that all of God's children are taken care of, are respected, are loved. And it doesn't matter if they are believers or if they believe differently than us. It doesn't matter what their ethnicity is or their race. It doesn't matter if they live next door to us or across the world from us. The idea that we are called to show compassion and love, and in doing so, we show compassion and love to Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, we are beginning this holiday season. I know many of you, all of us, you know, have celebrated a Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a wonderful celebration. And now, as we move into the season of Advent, towards Christmas, I know a lot of you are getting ready for the upcoming holidays, you know, looking around, buying the right gifts, planning maybe your big meals and gatherings with other friends, which is all very wonderful and part of the wonder of the season. But during that time, when you're going out and trying to find that perfect gift for someone, maybe spend a little bit of time and look for a way that you can help make somebody else's who's struggling, their Christmas is a little bit easier. When you're having a dinner or gathering, consider those people who may not have some place to go. When you're going to the stores, be nice to the clerk on the other end of the side of the counter. I mean, it's little things that are important in the kingdom of heaven. Compassion doesn't take a grand gesture. It can be the smallest thing. But a kindness, no matter how small it may look to us, any kindness, God notices. I started with that passage from Sherman Alexie's book about taking that leap of faith. The kingdom of God is about action. It's about a willingness. It's about us putting our hope to work. Brothers and sisters, as we are wrapping up the end of this liturgical year, as we prepare with next Sunday, with the first Sunday of Advent, begin the next year, I hope that you're able to look behind you and see those times in which you acted with compassion, acted with love, chose to be as Christ for your brother, your sister, your sibling, to let them know that this love that we talk about each Sunday is not just words. It's truly who we are. So my brothers and sisters, take that great leap of faith and be all who Christ has called you to be.